Now, what this means for Trump's calculation is this. Trump is genuinely caught between two instincts. Instinct number one, maximum pressure. Hit Iran hard, extract maximum concessions, establish US dominance over the Strait of Hormuz, come out looking like the strongest president in history. Then instinct number two, deal making. Close the deal fast, declare victory, take credit for ending the war, and let oil prices fall so that the US economy looks good heading into the next political cycle. The Allied pressure is essentially forcing Trump to pick instinct number two. Every week the war continues. US allies are suffering, calling Washington, threatening to deepen ties with China as an alternative security guarantor, and creating diplomatic headaches that chip away at American soft power. Now look at the deeper strategic reality. There is a saying in geopolitics, the hegemon pays the cost of order. The US has built its global dominance partly on being the guarantor of free navigation and open trade. The moment it allows a regional power to permanently close a major choke point, it signals weakness to every other challenger. China in the South China Sea, Russia in the Baltic. So ironically, the United States cannot afford to win too slowly or too messily. Because the longer the disorder continues, the more it erodes the very system of American-led global order that makes the United States powerful in the first place. That's the real pressure Trump is under, not just from allies calling him on the phone, but from the structural logic of what it means to be the world's leading power.